Okay. So just focusing in on your breathing, using your focused, calm breathing, and incorporate the fingers by pressing in thumb and forefinger together as you inhale. And as you exhale, just release them, telling yourself, let go. Go ahead and do that again. Inhale, pressing thumb and forefinger together. And exhale, let go. And one more time. Inhale, fingers together. And just exhaling, letting go, and feeling yourself now letting go more and more. As you just sink into the support beneath you, knowing you are fully supported now. And as you become more relaxed, your subconscious mind becomes more alert, your imagination becomes more fluid, and the chatter of the conscious mind becomes quieter. So as your mind relaxes, so too does your body, reminding you now that whatever the external circumstances, peace, harmony, and inner calm are yours, they belong to you. And so now, as you sink deeper into that place of inner knowingness, where you connect into who you really are, I'm going to count from five down to one. And when I reach one, you're going to find yourself in a meeting place. Now, this meeting place could be indoors and it could be outdoors. Whatever your inner knowingness, wherever your inner knowingness takes you now. And in this meeting place, you're going to find that your inner wise self will be there with you. So now, five, releasing more and more. Four, getting ready now to go to that place. Three, two, one. And just be there now in this meeting place, however you see it. And it could be in the beautiful outdoors, or it could be in a healing room where you feel very safe, very strong, and very curious about what you are tolerating in your life now, how it may drain your energy, keep you feeling stressed and out of control. And notice now that there is a presence here in this place. And you may see this presence, you may sense her, you may hear her. And whatever you notice is perfectly fine. And this is your inner wise self. And she's going to show you. Could be a movie. A movie of all the things that you are tolerating. And some you've been aware of on a conscious level, and some will emerge now because they've been under your conscious radar. So as you watch this movie, you are aware of the feelings of stress you've been experiencing due to these things you've been putting up with. And your inner wise self is here to help you make some empowering decisions about the next action steps for you to take so that it will be easy for you to do whatever those are and give you relief from the stress about them that you've been experiencing. And having that sense of completion. And it may surprise you what your inner wise self will tell you or show you now. So your inner wise self may show you on the next frame of the movie, or she may whisper in your ear or write it out, I don't know. But in a moment, you will get the message in whatever way is appropriate for you today. So simply invite your inner wise self to show you now what is the first and easy action step for you to take in the realm of getting rid of tolerations. And whatever it is, you remember it easily now. You remember it easily by either receiving a picture, a word, a symbol, or getting a feeling. That's right. And so now, knowing what you know, you can drift now into that place, further down into this experience of inner focus. And as you do, you just relax into this place. And your senses are very acutely aware now. Your imagination is fluid. And in the far distance, a faint twinkling of light, just a small glowing speck, almost like a sparkle, that just seems to pull you closer. You see this faint twinkling of light. Although you are not quite sure why, but it feels so good to move a bit closer to that light, an enticing light that may even seem to have a shade or color to it, a color that somehow feels familiar and safe. And you find yourself drifting almost as if you were on a gentle current of comfort now, floating easily until you come to a beautiful little bridge where there is a clear, crisp, shallow stream. You notice now that there are gems twinkling under the surface of the clean water, and you can see emeralds and pearls, sapphires, rubies, diamonds, and many others. It's extraordinarily beautiful. Now the comforting voice of your inner wise self says, these jewels and gems are all a part of you. You can retrieve them, string them together, and make yourself a beautiful necklace. A necklace that empowers you to feel your best, healthiest self in mind, body, and spirit. And so you lean over into the water and you pick them up one by one. And you find a long piece of grass and thread them carefully, being aware of their unique attributes. And a deep sense of well-being and ease deep inside swells up as you create the necklace of your life. The parts you saw scattered in the stream that you thread together with ease now, choosing to be aware of the beauty of each precious stone, each one with a purpose. Even the ones of anger and frustration, knowing that they gave you a purpose of perhaps protecting you from harm. And now you get to decide if there is another better gemstone to pick out. Or perhaps this stone will remind you of those things that you have tolerated and what you no longer wish to tolerate. And as you continue choosing stones, gems, jewels to put on your necklace, perhaps you see that there's the gem of kindness and the jewel of love, the precious gem of self-care, the jewel of calm, the gem of clarity, wisdom, intuition, inner guidance. What else do you see here amongst all those gems to put on your necklace, to create the necklace? Which ones do you want to claim as part of you? What might one gem teach another even? And just look at all those gems that are a part of you and just imagine. As you release deeper down into that place of well-being and ease, just how easy it is to know what it is you want and need to know. All these precious jewels belong to you and each shines in its own unique way, giving you glorious perspectives into who you really are. So you can simply relax and go deeper now into that knowingness, understanding that all the gems, all of nature, all the people and all the nations are all connected, and that speck of light can spread that loving feeling out. And that's all you need right now in your own special way and your own special needs. As you notice now, the stones you've chosen to leave behind, the ones that are too heavy, they take up too much space, are dull from overuse, no longer have value, and are no longer needed by you. as you create a necklace that works beautifully for your life right now. And you can focus on the ones that really work and fit now. No longer tolerating heavy, dull, non-fitting stones on your necklace. Instead, seeing the ones that really shine forth now. Might even be the pearl of wisdom, the ruby of intuition, the turquoise of confidence, or the diamond of self-love. Indulge yourself in the feelings of this new necklace you've created for yourself. One that is free of the burdensome toxic stones and filled with the gems of inner calm and confidence. And trust in your choice to take good care of this precious necklace now. Feel the gifts these gems bring into you and embrace the idea that from this moment on, your life experience is now enhanced in all ways appropriate for you. And so now, just drifting back into the healing glow of your new adornment, safe, comfortable, renewed, coming back into room consciousness now.